KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome into ABQ Connect, and we'll get to our next guest momentarily. I do want to remind you the featured ministry for KLYT for the month of August is Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. We'll have Clive Welsh, their general manager, in with us on Friday's show. But in the meantime, you can find out more about the ministry by going to klyt.fm. Click on the banner there and find out more. And the other thing I really want to be making sure everyone's going to SamaritansPurse.org at very least to get updates on the fires in Hawaii and how you can be praying for the victims there. Over 90 people, almost 100 people have died there, and hundreds of people have lost everything. So go to SamaritansPurse.org to find out more about how you can be part of the relief efforts. And right now, we're going to let you know how you can be part of, I don't want to say necessarily relief efforts, just part of making Albuquerque better, a nicer place to live. And in studio with us, Dave Myers is here, Larry Espinosa, and John Wheeler, all now you guys all officially part of ImagineABQ.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dave, I'll let you explain for those unfamiliar with the website and the movement. What is ImagineABQ.com?
It's the idea of getting everybody out on one day, just like a restoration project, if you will, right? And tending to whatever the need is, if it's trash, right, if it's weeds, and kind of starting in your neighborhood, at your place of business, in your, you know, field, in your area, whatever, and just kind of empowering people and encouraging people and inspiring people to get out all on the same day, kind of all heading the same direction and doing something amazing for our city. I think it's one of those things that interrupts the negative news cycles. It's one of the things that brings unity. It's one of the things that is just powerful. Like, if you want to talk about power, people out on the same day doing something beautiful at the same time is it's just good optics too.
Yeah, you know what? Something that comes to mind is our recent gully wash we had last week. I don't know which part of the city you guys were in,
right?
My street is like a river.
Yeah,
we actually ended up with about five dumpsters. Washed down to our property. But, you know, everyone who's went through that last week, there's a lot of sandbars on streets. And the street sweepers can only do so much.
Sure. It'd
be a great opportunity. Just get out there with a shovel.
Right.
And you need some sand somewhere? Well, there you go. A great opportunity to be part of cleaning up the city. But what did you see happen last year with this event? Which, by the way, it's called ABQ Day. In Albuquerque, is that right?
Imagine ABQ.
Mm-hmm. And that for this year is September 30th.
Saturday, September 30th. So all we're asking is start where your feet are, right?
Yeah.
Two bags of trash or weeds or something, a person.
Yeah.
And you can drop those off at any one of the hubs that we have centrally located in the city and receive some sort of voucher for, you know, some incentive that we're doing. It's going to be really, really beautiful. Last year was our inaugural year, and I don't really know how we pulled it off, but we did. And again, that just speaks to the beauty of community and this city in particular. Like, we always talk about how Albuquerque is a big city, small town where everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that that's our uniqueness.
It's kind of Reno too.
Yeah, absolutely. And use that energy, right? That interconnectedness and that interwovenness, and let's do something productive.
Yeah, you know, so many people like yourself, Dave. I've been acquainted with you for quite some time, and Larry in the last decade, we've gotten to know each other a little bit. But you know, we're people who love our city.
Right.
We love Albuquerque, and it's a beautiful place to live.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always give friends in Florida grief. I say, whatever, Sunshine State. We get more than you do.
Right.
But it is a beautiful place. There's other things that put us on the top of a lot of bad lists, but this is a way. You know, sometimes the action has to come before the feeling.
Sure.
And this is something we can all do together. I want to talk a little bit with John Wheeler. Pastor John Wheeler of Eastgate Church is one of our guests in studio. And John, you know, primarily I'm assuming we're talking to a Christian audience. Let's talk to our brothers and sisters in Christ, about our responsibility. And this is, you know, we always think of giving as a monetary thing, but there's other ways of giving.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm one of the representatives of the faith community on the team for Imagine ABQ, and I think it's pretty central to, well, my faith, and in my opinion, our faith in general. If we look back to the Old Testament, even from the Abrahamic covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, anything God ultimately does for the church, good for the church, ultimately is for the good of the world, and we're blessed to be a blessing. And I've just tried to live my life kind of with that understanding. And we're in this community. We can't escape. We're planted here. We might as well do something positive that shows the blessing, presence, heart of God to the people around here.
And who knows what kind of opportunity for evangelism as a, now I understand Imagine ABQ is not an evangelistic movement. It's a movement, you know, a group of people from, it's about the city, but it's Christians. If you're involved, take advantage of the tool you're given through this event to go and weed or pick up garbage, or that person across the street who clearly needs assistance, you know, maybe with trimming hedges or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know what, when you're asked, why would you do that? There's your open door,
right?
Yeah. You know, great opportunity. Larry, do you want to pipe in? I know you know, you're not a shy guy.
Not this week.
Yeah.
it's interesting, Steve.
He's on four. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Larry.
There you go.
We start looking at this, and you start to figure out the best possible way to build community, and service to others, one of the other things that we start to look about, people talk about, you know, the crime and the homelessness in Albuquerque, and how do you combat that? And you know, eventually that'll be something that Imagine ABQ delves into. But as for right now, the immediate steps that you can take is, how many of you know your neighbor?
Yeah.
You know, and if you stop to think about that, and you realize that knowing your neighbor, let's say someone were to come through your neighborhood looking to do harm or do something bad, and you know your neighbor, you're going to keep an eye out. You're going to make that call to, you're going to see something, say something. You're going to make that call to APD and say, hey, you know what, someone's over here at Steve's house, you know, at, you know, X Street, and can you please send a unit over? And you start looking out for each other, which is technically what we're called to do, is called to each other, to build each other, and we don't see that anymore. You know, so not only is this an opportunity to go out, start where your feet are, and clean up your little area, whether it be your home, your school, your mm-hmm. church, your work, get to know your neighbor as well.
You know, and I would almost make this event, Dave, almost akin to, you know, when you break bread with someone, you know, it changes the dynamic of your relationship. And here's an opportunity where, you know, maybe you can kind of connect with your neighbors prior to the event, let them know, hey, I'm going to be doing this, you know, whether or not you want to join in, just wanted to make sure you're aware of it.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if it's because in my, you know, eighth grade through high school years, I was living in a smaller town it was more like a Berlin or something, but in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I could tell you the name, you know, as a 12 or 13, 14, 15 year old of the family in every single house around our block.
Right.
And I could hardly do that now. And that's on me, you know, but I don't know if our culture's changed in America where it's just not that way. You know, I am connected with a couple of neighbors, and we do, you know, like you're saying, Larry, we look out for each other.
Right.
And this is an opportunity to make a little tighter connection in the community. Mm-hmm. And as we're speaking to the church in Albuquerque, in New Mexico, an opportunity for others to know who you are and not make apologies for who you are, but have an opportunity to love. And I'll say it again. Most of the time I bring up the word love on this show in regards to Christian faith, I'm talking about wanting the best for those on the receiving end.
Right.
So it's just a great opportunity.
Right. I think that's the idea, right, is serving each other. And how can we outserve one another?
Right? Yeah.
And we were talking off air about the beauty and uniqueness that is Albuquerque, in that we're a big city with major metropolitan problems, but we think like a small town, which is our genius, right? You can't go anywhere in the country and be like, hey, do you know Steve? You can do that here, right? And so I say we carry that, right, that energy, and we harness it.
Yeah.
And we do something beautiful for one another. And again, the ask isn't huge, right? We're asking just to start in your area, and, you know, two bags of trash or whatever.
Yeah.
But if everybody did that, the city would look completely different. And then, you know, we're not naive either. We understand that we're going to clean up the city on a Saturday, and probably Sunday it's going to need a cleaning, right?
Maybe you get out on a Sunday or Monday and do it again.
But the idea is that unity, yeah, right? At least for one day. Yeah. I want it to be something that's understood that this is what New Mexicans do.
Yeah.
Like, we get out and we love our city, because this is an incredible place. Like, I've been everywhere around this country. I've lived multiple places, and this place is so beautiful and so unique and so special. And I want to honor that, and I want to cherish that and protect it, and, you know, hand it over to my kids or whoever. Hey, you know,
well, we got
we found it a little better than we give it to you, and yep, you take it from here, kind of thing.
We've got about a minute, and I want to make sure that our listeners know where to find out more. We mentioned it already. It's imagineabq.com. And on the website, actually, now some of this is going to be updated between now and September 30th. On the website, there's public gathering areas to go out together and do some of this work. Although you don't necessarily have to do that. You can start right from your yep, front stoop. But watch for those gathering areas to be updated in the coming days. The other great page on the website is Frequently Asked Questions. That's imagineabq.com. I want to thank Larry Espinosa, Dave Myers, and John Wheeler for taking the time with Imagine ABQ to let us know about the special day coming up September 30th. Hopefully you'll be a part of that. Keep us updated, will you, Dave?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and look for the archives of each show at abqconnect.online. Join us again tomorrow, 1 o'clock, ABQ Connect.